October 14, 2008. DPP laments party of violence remark. Humiliating comment. Showing up 5 minutes late at a meeting room yesterday. Executive Yuan Secretary General Xie Xiangchuan was grilled by DPP legislators. Democratic Progressive Party DPP legislators yesterday lashed out at Cabinet Secretary General Xie Xiangchuan for his comment that the DPP was a party of violence and demanded an apology. Reporting to the legislature's Internal Administration Committee for the first time following the comment earlier this month, Xie was grilled by DPP legislators the moment he stepped into the meeting room. On October 3rd, Department of Health Minister Ye Jinchuan attended a press conference held by the Chinese Nationalist Party KMT Legislative Caucus to promote milk and bread produced locally amid China's tainted milk scare. Protesting Ye's decision to attend the KMT press conference but not the DPP's, DPP lawmakers tried to persuade Ye to go to the DPP caucus office as Ye was leaving and engaged in a physical clash with their KMT colleagues who were escorting Ye out. During the clash, Ye's blood pressure increased, and he was hospitalized at the National Taiwan University Hospital nearby later in the day. Walking out of the hospital after paying a visit to Ye, Xie said, "After so many years, the DPP is still a party of violence." Xie came under fire the moment he walked into the meeting room yesterday, as he was 5 minutes late. He explained that he was held up in traffic, but the explanation only drew more fire from DPP legislator Qiu Yiying, as the executive yuan is only a few blocks away from the legislative yuan. You cannot humiliate the entire party like this. Do you think it would be reasonable if I called the KMT a party of murderers because the KMT's Zheng Taiji is a murderer?" DPP legislator Cai Huanglang asked. Zheng committed murder in 1994 when he was the Pingzhong County Council Speaker and was executed in 2000. "I demand that you apologize to the DPP," Cai said. "Seeing what happened to Ye, as a cabinet member, I was in great fear at the time and thought that I, or any other government official, may be treated like that as well," Xie said. Criticism also came from KMT legislator John Wu Zhiyang, who told Xie, "It's inappropriate for you to make such a comment as a cabinet official, especially when improving relations with the opposition is an important part of President Ma Ying-jeou's